We need to get around to talking about you.
Well, he's better to talk about. He really is. Because you find the people that you admire, you turn into.
Yeah. You went to elementary school many places?
Yes. I started in a little farm school in Iowa. All the grades, 1 through 6. No kindergarten, 1 through 6. I was too young to be in first grade, but that didn't matter. We still go to school. Everybody taught in the same room by a single teacher. Then he got transferred to Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska. So I showed up. I'm in first grade, too young, but I started early. So when I graduated from high school, I was a year younger than everybody else in the class.
And that was in Colorado Springs at Wasson High School?
Yes, at Wasson High School.
What year did you graduate?
1970. We were 3 years in Fairbanks, 3 years in Anchorage. We came back to Colorado Springs. I did middle school and high school in Colorado Springs and undergraduate school.
Did you play sports in high school?
They didn't have boxing. I was a wrestler, and I wrestled the lowest weight group.
How about baseball? You could have carried that.
I was a good baseball player, but you know, we had things to do in the summers, you know, the way they played, how all of that. I just didn't have time for baseball. But I could have played baseball very, very well. And in fact, I played in the Alaskan All-Stars in baseball, and so I could have made any team. And then they didn't have baseball in Colorado Springs for my age when I was at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. They actually have a baseball team now, but they didn't then. When I got here at the University of Oklahoma at law school, I played on some industrial teams, just pickup kind of, and played on teams, and I played until I was in my 40s. I just love baseball and love to play.
What was your position?
Shortstop, until I got quite a bit older and my elbow was burning out after all those years, and that's a deep throw. So then I moved to second. I played any position, because when you learn out there on the sand lot, I played outfield, I played this, I played that, but I love shortstop. And that was always a high skill position. The other thing that was a little unusual is I could bat right-handed or left-handed, and hit almost equally well.
So your batting average of .312.
I don't know what it was, but I was always leadoff because I was always on base. Not always, but a lot of the time.
University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, what was your major or majors?
Psychology. An interesting story on how that turned out, too, again, with my father's influence. The gentleman who ran the psych department at the time, Professor Nichols, was an ex-military person turned CIA. Spoke multiple languages, all of this. My father and Professor Nichols hit it off because they were the only two people with crew cuts on campus. They were both about the same age, and they turned out to be good friends. So when I decided to go to that university because I had the colorblind issue at the Air Force Academy, they took me immediately. I had great grades. I finished, I think, number 5 in my high school class in a big school. So I could get in anywhere. But my father said, if you go here, you can live at home. I also work full-time. You know, I help the family support the rest of the kids. That's one of the reasons that I was interested in Air Force Academy. You get paid while you go to school. In a sense, I'd have a job. You're in the military. So I worked full-time almost my entire time while I was in undergraduate school. But Professor Nichols, my father are good friends. My father said, take a class or two from him, you really enjoy it. Fortunately, I really did and stayed, and that was my major. Then I could live at home and work. You know, we were a family, and all of us helped. My father had just finished college himself. He's a school teacher. We had some bills to pay, so we all just contributed.
So you did various kinds of jobs then?
I worked at Safeway. I started about the day I finished high school at Safeway, worked all summer, all the way through undergraduate school, and then even when I came to law school, I worked on the weekends here in Norman.
Did you ever think that the grocery business is going to be your life?
I did for a while. After the first 4 years, I thought I'd never want to do it, but having a degree in psychology turned out to not be something that gave me an opportunity to go find a job right away, at least the kind of job I wanted. And kind of an intervening story there, I also met my wife at the grocery store. She and I both worked together, and so when she graduated from high school and I graduated from college, we got married at the tender age of 21 and 18. By the way, we've been married 44 years now.
And you have 3 children?
We have 3 children.
Are they daughters?
All daughters. Yes, all daughters. I've got to talk to you later about the Muslim faith and 3 daughters. This is really important. Anyway, So we got married. I continued working at Safeway. So that brings me to the story about my father and that opposite discussion. I sat down at the dinner table one weekend and said, "Dad, I think I want to go to law school. I got my undergraduate degree, did well. I think I can get into law school." My father said, "That's a really bad idea." And I said, "Why is that? I thought education is something you always thought was a great idea." He said, "Not in this instance." He said, "Way too many lawyers. You're going to go to school. You're going to accumulate a lot of debt. It's 3 years. You're going to get out. You got a wife you have to support. You're doing really, really well at Safeway. In 2 or 3 years, you're going to be a store manager there. They're promoting you right and left, and you're going to be a store manager in a few years. Your wife is working. You got a nice car, everything, you know." When he looked at his world, we had great success. We had some money in the bank. We were saving money and all. I says, "Why law school?" Just like he did with me, I said, "Dad, I'm not going to take your advice. I'm going to go to law school." He says, "Okay, if you do it, what I always tell you is be the best at it. Have passion for it, be the best at it." Then he said, "There's always room at the top. There will be some of those lawyers who get jobs. There will be some of them that do well. Be one of those. If you're going to do it all out." I always remember that about everything I did the rest of my life.
But you had a degree in psychology. Were you planning to become a psychologist?
You know, like happens with a lot of young people, you start, you find something you have an interest in, but you don't have a plan. And I didn't know when I was majoring in psychology what that plan would be. My father was an enlisted guy, and he couldn't really give me advice about go do this or go do that. And when I took aptitude tests and all in high school, said, "You have this great aptitude for math." I really was a math whiz, and I should have been an engineer. That's what everybody said I should do, is go to engineering school. I took calculus and all those things in college, and it was so easy. But I didn't know what engineers do, and it wasn't really a school that had much of an engineering program at the time. I just didn't have good counseling and didn't know. You see that I worked my way around in my career to work with a bunch of engineers, and actually, in the jobs that I did, it was like I was an engineer the rest of my life. But I missed that opportunity to actually go to school and do that because nobody gave me good advice.
Maybe that was good. You might have been an engineer to this day.
Well, you never know, and if I had been, that would be a wonderful
thing.
Something that my father always also said that I think was so important. You hear me talk about him a lot. It's because he had a high impact, but one of his favorite sayings besides be the best at something if you're going to do it is never judge success by the size of your paycheck. Mm-hmm. People have all sorts of different sizes of paychecks, different aspirations, different things they do. Don't judge their success by the size of their paycheck.